This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier, one of the new mini episodes that I'll be doing each week. Last week, I was feeling very overwhelmed and stressed out. I had several things that were due in the near future, which is something I don't like because I don't like having deadlines looming. And I realized I was in that mode where I was starting to feel like I need something, I want something, I deserve something. So I decided to give myself a healthy treat. Now, lucky for me, I love going to the library, and I feel like I get this weird pleasure out of like keeping a library list. I get all this satisfaction when I add something or take something off my list. I get a weird satisfaction from checking out books just from having a pile. I get another completely different satisfaction from returning books and like, ooh, they're going back to the library, especially if they're on time. This is completely apart from the pleasure that I get from actually reading the books, which is very intense. And this library I go to is just a block from my house. So it's very easy. It's very accessible. It's free. It doesn't take any time. I don't have to make an appointment. It's a great treat. And I use the library as a treat very deliberately because it turns out that when we give ourselves treats, our self-command rises. Research shows that if you give someone a little treat, like give them a surprise gift, or have them watch a funny video, their self-control will rise. Now, for other people, the idea of going to the library would not be a big treat, so everybody has to figure out what their own treats would be, but you want those treats to be healthy treats, not unhealthy treats. Unhealthy treats are things often like food and drink, screen time, and shopping. But it's great to give ourselves healthy treats, because this is what makes us feel energized and cared for. We're like a cell phone that's been plugged into the wall and is getting that battery charge. And I found that after I had gone to the library and gotten all my treats, it was much easier for me to stick to my habits of going to the gym for the rest of the week. It was easier for me to finish tasks that I didn't feel like doing. It was easier to make myself hang up my clothes after I wear them instead of leaving them dumped at the edge of the sofa, which is sometimes what I tend to do. It's a secret of adulthood. When we give more to ourselves, we can ask more from ourselves. Today's mini episode is brought to you by Audible.com, which has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. Get a free 30-day trial at audible.com/happier. So thanks for joining me on this episode of A Little Happier. Let me know what treat you give yourself. Find me on Twitter or Facebook. Use the hashtag #happierpodcast. I'd love to hear what you're doing about giving yourself a treat. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com.
They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.